إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to another episode of Nafsiya Reflections. Saving me. You say I'm oppressed, that I need to be liberated, to be free. You say that men control everything, and I don't have a voice. You say I have no rights, that I am a slave to man, covered from head to toe, while man walks around as he wishes, that we are not equal. And what you say is not all wrong. See, you and I have a lot in common. We are powerful women waiting to have a voice. For both of us want to be a productive member of society that makes a difference. Both of us love to feel beautiful, feminine, yet strong. Both of us are challenged with our families, marriages, careers, or education. We live in fear of not having our rights, for we both want to be heard. The fundamental and crucial difference between you and I is my belief in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and all that entails. I have been given my rights by our Creator, rights that give me everything I need to become a productive, courageous, powerful woman who had and will remain to have a voice. From fighting and defending the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in battle, to inventions, to opening the first university in the world, and many other examples. I am not judged by anyone but Allah. For if someone wants to judge me, it won't be for my body, my hair, my makeup, my fragrance, but rather my mind. I'm a woman that gains respect by who I am and not what they want to see. I'm not a slave to man, but I am a proud servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not trying to be anyone other than who I am, and it is crystal clear. I am not being controlled by social media, the news, or the workplace telling me how I should dress or what I should look like, being sexually objectified, being the constraining definition of who I am.
I am the woman that men fight to protect.
I cover up because my Creator said to do so. My beauty is not for everyone to see.
I am constructive and am a contribution to society by working or by raising my family.
I'm the woman their armies will move for with just one call.
I am the mother that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said has rights over her children, three times as much as the father.
I am the woman who can earn money and keep it for herself, while the man is obliged to earn and spend on his wife, his children, and his parents.
I am the woman that men fight to protect. I am the woman who raises her kids, takes care of her family, and gains the same honor as a soldier in war.
For we both want the Khilafah, Caliphate, that will give us all our lost rights. We fight side by side in different ways to gain our fundamental rights as human beings, not as male and female. For male and female are not the same, but have rights in their own ways. This Khilafah, Caliphate, will elevate me once again from the moment it's established. Men will fight for my rights, for women have never been more honored. While on the other hand, you could not vote, could not own property, could not participate in the political system, shamed for your reproductive system, and your word meant nothing. Yes, times have changed since then, but don't women's movements still exist? Why do you still fight for your rights? And you will remain to do so under the man-made system you live under, that changes from one person to the next, always living imprisoned by your own system. You say I'm oppressed, that I need to be liberated, to be free. But see, I'm the one who wants to free you, to liberate you from the chains of being judged by your looks, not your mind. Liberate you to finally have a voice without constantly fighting to make it happen. And in the end, never really obtaining it. Taking time and energy to constantly defend yourself, rather than benefiting humanity in many other ways. To free you from being the weakest link in society, to being the one who holds it up. To clear your vision, to clear the illusions, in finding some kind of happiness when you are equal to man. For even man does not know contentment while he serves his ego and denies the Creator. I can see why you feel the need to liberate me, and I thank you for your kind heart. Yes, we are worlds apart, but I am not the one on the wrong side. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Please share files to your social media accounts and pages and hashtag gender equality unmasked. Hashtag return the khilafah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.